Can we make human organs in the lab? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Pankaj Kharande, assistant professor of chemical and bioengineering at Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute, explores new ways that science is pushing the boundaries to fill the organ donor gap.
December 23, 1954, marks an important event in modern medicine. The first successful kidney transplant was performed at Brigham Hospital in Boston on this day. Since then, over 750,000 transplantations of organs, including the lung, the liver, heart, pancreas, have saved countless lives in the U.S. and many more across the world. Despite these successes, there are still far more patients in need of organs than there are available donors. In 2017 alone, over 115,000 people were on the waiting list with only 28,000 organs available. As a result, 20 people die every day in the U.S. while waiting for compatible donors. Being able to make organs in the lab may sound like science fiction, but it's exactly the solution we need. In my lab, and many others, scientists are already working on making this a reality based on two major technical advances. The first is cell reprogramming. It is now possible to take just a few cells from the skin of a person and reprogram them into stem cells. Stem cells are the master cells of biology that can be guided to become any type of cell in our body. These can then be grown into large quantities in small factories called bioreactors for making different types of organs. The second advance is 3D printing. Developed in the 80s, this technology is being used to print tissues and organs by precisely arranging cells and molecules at dimensions that are 10 to 100 times smaller than the width of a single human hair. This means we can mimic the extremely intricate structural complexities of human organs that are important for reproducing their function when transplanted into the body. In summary, the dream of making organs in the lab for use in patients is well within our reach. The future holds tremendous promise indeed.
That was Pankaj Kharande of Rensselaer Polytechnic Institute. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.